On Saturday, the cost of riding a bus in Spokane County will go up.
So the new fare increase is a 25-cent increase for the regular adult fare from $1.50 for a two-hour pass to $1.75. And I say a two-hour pass because it's good on any route for a two-hour period.
That's Carl Otterstrom, the Director of Planning and Development for Spokane Transit. It's the first part of a two-part fare increase. The second part will come a year from now to $2. The cost of one-day passes will increase from $3.50 to $4 this year, no increase next year. Fares for paratransit customers who buy the one-ride pass will also increase 25 cents this year and 25 next. Monthly passes will increase from $45 to $50 this year and up to $60 next. And one new feature is a seven-day pass, which debuts with a $15 cost. Carl Otterstrom says the fare hike was approved last year. It allows the agency to keep with its policy of having customers pay about 20% of the costs of operating the system. Spokane Transit is adjusting and adding routes. Its proposed Central City route from Brown's Addition to Spokane Community College is perhaps the best known. And the agency will break ground next month on a new transit center in the West Plains. It's also looking ahead to how future buses will be powered.
We do have over 20 hybrid electric buses, and we have a lot of experiences with those buses at this point. And honestly, the efficiency of those buses, we can actually get through nearly everything with the diesel bus. And so where we are now is focusing our attention on all electric buses where possible. There are requirements in our maintenance facilities for charging those vehicles, which are new. But externally, there's a lot of benefits. It's a quieter vehicle. Obviously, we go from the emissions of a diesel bus, which is a lot cleaner than it used to be. If you look at our new buses, especially those after about 2011, there's no kind of smog coming up from the tailpipe because of how far the standards have come for city buses. But as far as electric buses, we are pursuing that. The Central City Line is going to be an all-electric line through downtown, through the University District, from Brown's Addition all the way to Spokane Community College. We also, just last week, submitted a grant for 9 electric buses to run on North Monroe, then south to the South Hill, up to Moran Prairie via Lincoln Heights. And so we're hopeful that we could get that grant, but we certainly are planning for an electric future when it comes to transit.
So what does that mean in terms of your infrastructure? Does it mean you have to do a lot of a retrofitting? What does that mean?
So we actually, as part of our overall expansion plans that have been approved by voters, we're constructing a new garage, and that's to accommodate a larger fleet, bus fleet. But as we construct that garage, it will have electric charging built into the garage. And so for the near term, all our electric buses will be in that garage. Longer term, as more of the fleet converts over, then there will be a future retrofit of the garage, and it really is about the charging technology that will be used at that time. This is a quickly evolving technology. You look at where electric bus cars were 10 years ago, where they are now. Buses are following a faster trajectory because you're talking about a very large vehicle, and as other technologies come into play, it's catching up and increasing in velocity in that change.
Is it becoming a lot more affordable?
Yes, more affordable and more reliable. And so transit agencies, as more transit agencies pick this up as part of their objective, there are more transit vehicle makers into the game. And so that helps, you know, the competition.
You say reliable. How so?
Some of the early models of electric buses had issues with heat or with cold weather, in particular, they couldn't travel as far between charges. And so many of them could maybe do 10, 20 miles, and now they could do 200 miles. And really, as more of those get to about 250 miles a day, then we can bring all that charging infrastructure just in the garages and not have to have any of it out on the street.
So there have also been, there are other fuels, natural gas, hydrogen have been other fuels for other vehicles. Are they options for buses?
Yeah, hydrogen fuel cells, they're very limited just because they're very expensive. Compressed natural gas is used quite a bit, especially in California. And many systems have seen the value of cheaper natural gas rates over diesel. When we've evaluated it and we've corroborated this with other transit agencies who have done a complete study, a comprehensive study of this, is in the long run, electric is going to trump compressed natural gas if you're looking at the total cost of ownership and the total environmental impact.
So I'm going to ask a question about the Central City Line has been, I think at once it had a sort of a train component, a trolley sort of component. We've talked about light rail in Spokane. Do you think the transit future for Spokane is going to be buses?
Transportation infrastructure reflects the density of a community and the geography of a community more than anything else. And so you see in Seattle where they are investing heavily in rail at this point. It's because it is a very, city of Seattle now is one of the densest cities in the United States, and that density needs transit in a grade separated way, that is like a subway or elevated train, to really function. Whereas Spokane, if it looks like we're going that direction, at some point I'm sure that will change, but in the near term, when I say near term in a planner's world, it's the next 20 to 40 years, buses, especially bus rapid transit, where we provide higher capacity vehicles, could be on our major corridors, especially the Central City Line, Division, Sprague, other corridors with frequent transit service. If there are six buses an hour instead of four, there's 50% more seats.
Carl Otterstrom is the Director of Planning and Development for Spokane Transit. Again, bus fares for a two-hour pass will increase from $1.50 to $1.75 beginning Saturday.